Okay, they got it. Would you call the roll, please?
Call the roll, please.
Ernest.
Ernest.
Here.
Yeah.
Here.
We got your computer.
Yeah.
I can't hear anything. Hello? Everything was fine, then somebody joined, and I can't hear anything. I can hear you guys now.
Okay.
And we can hear you.
Yeah, now
Yes.
I can hear you. Yeah, I think Amy went on and then everything just went quiet when she joined for some reason.
Oh,
okay.
I don't see
You
her.
good now?
Yeah, we're good now.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Fun stuff.
Okay.
Morgan.
Here.
More.
Here.
Rangel.
Here.
Tigers.
Here.
Youngquist.
Here. All right, we have an agenda in front of us. I would call for approval of such.
So moved.
Thank you, Elaine.
Second.
Thank you, Isla. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Thank you. Opposed? Same sign. Okay. We have a consent agenda item with 11 items. Were there any with questions or separate consideration? If not,
I make a motion that we accept 1 through 11 of the consent agenda.
All right.
Second.
Thank you. Moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Thank you. Now, special presentation, June 2024 nuisance report. We have that in our packets. But no one here to address it. Any questions?
No.
Can we just move on?
Yeah.
Okay. Do we need to approve it?
No.
All right. Special event request. Main Street, Washington, Main Street Masters, Putt-Putt Golf on July 27th. We got a request here. Any questions? I don't believe this is the first year for this event.
Yeah, last year, didn't they?
I thought they did, didn't they?
She said they aren't making any changes. She spoke with Jim regarding the sidewalk areas. She said there won't be any obstruction to me.
Okay. All right. I would entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. And all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Okay. Next are claims for July 16th. Oh, I'm sorry. I always do that. Presentation from the public. Has anyone signed up to speak tonight? Nope. No one has signed up. Okay. Next, then, claims and financials.
Okay. I did not receive any questions on claims ahead of time. Are there any questions now?
Make a motion that we accept these financials.
Second up.
For claims.
Claims, all right. First, moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 And opposed, same sign. All right. Into new business, we have two items tonight. First is discussion and consideration to authorize the City of Washington Parks Department to act as the general contractor for the Wellness Park concession stand restroom facility and to approve contractor bids. We've got a memo here from Nick. And did everyone get the updated financials?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ivan, did you receive that email?
Was it a separate email?
I just sent it like a...
Okay, give me a sec. Let me
get it. Okay.
So I don't know if it's Nick, Kelsey, or Nick. So I'm assuming then with the bids that we have from contractors, this was either the only one we received or this was the call it the best, or this is who we worked with.
Correct. I wanted to go local and
yeah,
as local as possible on everything. So you are a little limited like on plumbers in town and HVAC and stuff. So you can see the couple bits for concrete, obviously the building and stuff, generous from EBD and Washington Lumber, HVAC Armstrong, Coleman for concrete, Ace, and a smaller person bid for the electric, and Ace was a little bit lower. And where is
it? So is this kind of like a pole barn style building or...
It's a stick frame building, so it'll look basically identical to the existing one up there. Just a shrunk down version, concession stand on the, you know, like east end with some windows and a walk-in door, two family restrooms, a small utility room, and then a small storage area.
Okay. Seems like a good answer to a problem of expensive building and getting it done in-house with local people and staff. So
yeah,
thank you for pulling it together.
Totally a challenge. You know, it's a little bit out of our wheelhouse, but we'll call in. We've got some pretty talented folks on staff at MC. So we'll pull everybody together and get it done. Might take a little longer than if we hired it out, but.
What is your timeline?
Well, if we get the thumbs up tonight, I know obviously the first step in the process is to get MC up there to get a water line ran, which shouldn't be too bad. The water line's pretty close. We've got a plan for that. We got a JJ and MC have to adjust a storm, like an 8-inch storm drain that currently is going right underneath the concession stand. So us had to kind of put some 45s on it and go around it, which it's fairly shallow, shouldn't be too big of a deal. And then sanitary sewer, which is fairly close by, but it's a little deep right there, but nothing crazy. So just get JJ scheduled to do that if we get the thumbs up. And then when we talked to like Coleman, he was about 3 to 4 weeks out. So that should give time for Public Works to get their stuff done. And then we get Coleman on the list, and that's the first step. And then like EBD with the building materials and the trusses and stuff, they're a week.
You know? Yeah.
So.
Good. I love it. I love the fact that we took the time to do this, to look at this in-house. I get maybe it's going to be a little bit more responsibility on some others and maybe some pain points, but it'll be a good learning lesson for us where if we have other items like this and opportunities, can we continue to do this to afford to save ourselves? So I'm already thinking like the Central Park restrooms. Do we have an opportunity to do the same thing there? Not saying we need to.
Yeah.
But.
Mm-hmm. Potentially. Yeah.
I thought that's what we were thinking. Have some of you folks do the Central Park restroom. Right?
Yeah. Yeah. We can. We'll see how this gets along. Obviously.
Yeah.
Projects at a time.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. Yep. Yeah. One project.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know.
With you. But at the end of the day,
but
this works out based on the total. We have a 100K kickback, right? Because there's grant money for this.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How big is this building? How big is it?
You know, 32 by
20. I didn't remember what it was. 20.
22? 30, 26. Something like that.
By 30 something.
32, I think, is one, right?
Yeah. 32, I know, is one
field. 32 by 28, somewhere in that.
Yep.
Yeah. That's the size of my garage.
Right. So
it's not huge, but it's
big enough.
It should work, yeah.
Yeah.
And where it's going, you know, we didn't want to get too huge. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 36.
36.
21 or 22, it looks like, kind of depending on overhangs and stuff.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for your work. And do I sense a motion?
I make a motion that we approve the plan that's been presented here.
Second.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank you, Ivan. And all those in favor, say aye.
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 Aye. Yeah.
Did you say that? Opposed? Okay, you've got it.
Thank you. All right.
Thank you,
Council.
Yep. All right.
Yes. Okay. Number two on new business is discussion and consideration of the first reading of an ordinance amending the municipal code of the City of Washington, Iowa by amending chapters 50 and 51.
That be second reading and not first? I was just going to have the same question.
Oh, yeah. Should be. That was some. Since you didn't talk during the presentation from the public, I would be favorable to let you speak for 3 minutes. Okay.
The last time.
Go to the.
You said that you didn't make comments at this time.
Right. Well, but I do think that we are all familiar with your concerns and with the case. And if you could summarize, that would be helpful. So you could go to the podium if you would. We all can, and then Ivan can hear you too.
So it appears that the residential areas are becoming storage areas. There's a potential for eroding the tranquility of residential neighborhoods. Your neighborhood is at risk too. Residents' ability to file a nuisance report has been stripped away when you take away code 5103. Our personal situation is in the middle of a residential area and there's no residents on the property. So it results in, we have trailers that are parked there and they are there for days, weeks, even months sometimes and never moved. And the owner goes away to his property that's all neat. He has no trailers, no storage stuff, nothing on his property. There's no restriction on the number of trailers, cars, trucks, including semis in your new code. Equipment and supplies, all that can be left on the residential property indefinitely, as long as it's on a gravel pad, concrete. Washington invests a lot of resources in various community improvement programs, such as Betterment Foundation, Washington Historical Prevention, Preservation Commission, Washington Economic Development, and Main Street Washington. However, at the same time, you are apparently willing to allow the balance of town to clutter creep one property at a time toward a more like ghetto atmosphere. You are changing the code to accommodate approximately 15% of the population of Washington. We request that you reconsider your plan to action and take a few of these things into consideration. I had one more thing, and I don't see what it was right now. So we've asked to be kept apprised of what was going on. We haven't been. When we read the agenda for the meeting, last meeting, we were told that it was of no concern. It wasn't our concerns that were being discussed, and that's exactly what was being discussed, was the 5103, whatever they are. I'm 5103 and 5010, and that's exactly what was discussed. So if we wouldn't have come because you weren't going to discuss the issue, we wouldn't have known. And there were two things that have happened that we were not aware of. There were two articles in the newspaper, and we do not get the local newspaper. We didn't find out until today. So the very first time that there was something discussed, it was going to be like a limitation of two, and different limitations. And now it's wide open. You can do anything you want as long as you put it on gravel, and nobody can complain because you're getting rid of the nuisance code.
All right, that thank you. That is your 3 minutes. Let's see. Stop. I don't know why it's stop.
Oh boy.
Here, please turn it off. There we go. Okay. I want to go back a little bit to the very first ordinance that came before us. This was back in March. This was something from our previous city administrator. It had no staff or council input. We decided this was not a good. We need to consider it carefully, and so we tabled it. We had heard also some concerns from citizens and about trailers. We workshopped the current ordinance in three meetings with the police, staff, and a couple of city councilors. We studied ordinances from other Iowa cities our size. Our goal was to make an ordinance that was more enforceable and fair to all citizens. We wanted to keep trailers on hard surfaces, i.e. gravel or concrete, and to describe junk vehicles. Not everybody is going to be happy with our decision. We did have a two-hour meeting with the Minics last week to listen to their concerns. We don't make ordinances to satisfy individual complaints or to deal with one situation. We try to make ordinances that can apply throughout the city. My suggestion is that you work with your neighbor to come up with a solution, such as a fence or some bushes or grasses, if you object to seeing those trailers out your window. Those are my thoughts. Council, do you have other thoughts?
I think that's very unrealistic because he's going to say the code says. And the code says that he doesn't have to do any of that. And it's not only, we might be talking about our property right now, but this is going to encompass the whole town. And when people start finding out that they can bring their trailers, they're not smart, bring their trailers to their camper tonight, it's going to happen.
Well, we'll take care of that when it happens, if that becomes a problem. Well, we will revisit it. We will talk to individuals. I don't think people are going to come and put in 20 trailers in their yard. That would be a nuisance. Well, if it does, we will take care of it. Well, thank you for your opinion, but we have really thought about this. We workshopped it, discussed it. Other counselors, do you have any words? opinions?
I don't at this time. I make a motion that we approve the second reading of the ordinance.
Second.
Okay, moved and seconded. Kelsey, will you call the roll?
Ernest?
Yes.
Morgan?
Yes.
Moore?
Yes.
Franco?
Yes.
Stivers?
No.
Okay. All right. It has passed the second reading. Okay, that takes us through our agenda tonight. Short one. Let's hear from departmental reports. Please, Chief. Anything?
Okay. Well, the June activity report for this county. For the officers. I did place in your boxes, I know the Superintendent Hanson's public retirement reception will be on August 2nd for 2-4 fire stations. And that's there. We have hired junior officers who will start their hill training on Monday, July 29th. Everybody at the school will work at 10:30 that morning. Easton Botkins from Walcott, graduated from ISU in May 2024, major in forestry management and currently the water patrol officer of the DNR. He'll fill the open position with Kevin Hanson retiring on August 2nd. And Noah Cleese from Washington, currently a seasonal worker for the Parks Department, will fill the position after Officer Adams' last day on August 7th. He is subject to the county administration to the park. So we're hopeful right now that both of them will be able to attend the law enforcement academy this afternoon. So, paperwork has been submitted and communication to the academy and they have seats.
Great.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Thank you. Kelsey, anything?
Yes. So council is aware we submitted a letter of interest for the Armory property. We've had our eye on for 7 years now. Nick and I worked together on that earlier today. And we are able to tour the facility next. Okay. So we hope to do that here shortly and hear back from them, about our very obvious expressed interest for a long time. And then once we hear from that, kind of a yes or a no, then we can kind of move forward with what the city's plan is for a park shop. If that falls through, we've really got to do something for that, which I think you all saw on the tours. So
yeah.
Just keep that in mind, please. And then I've just been catching up on stuff and hopefully get that city work out here in next week so we can move forward on that process as well.
All right. Good. Elaine.
Well, I'm already discussed it with Chief, but it was the truck traffic at the corner of 9th and Polk again caught up with somebody who was just coming to town for the hospital, and I just happened to be there, and they were complaining. They were late because there was two trucks blocking and one backing in, and they were not happy. And I happened to be there, and they said, well, why don't you say something to this person? And so they did. Okay. So just so you're aware of it, I talked to Chief about it already.
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay. I don't have too much. I did a KCII interview earlier this week. I have a SEMCO landfill meeting tomorrow. I've heard of several nuisance concerns from different citizens, but not too much. Bye.
I guess I don't have any specific, except it's really dangerous. The way people do not either stop at stop signs and pull out really, really close to oncoming traffic, or they just cruise through the stop sign. But there have been so many close calls. People, I don't know if they don't look. I mean, between me and you, there's cars that pull out in front of other cars. It's, I don't know, it's an epidemic.
This is in general or anywhere specific?
Around town. Town.
Okay.
I've seen a lot of rolling stops.
You have to be very careful when you come up to any kind of stop sign because you don't know if they're going to stop or if they're going to stay stopped. And it's, yeah, I'm surprised. I don't know what we've had for accident reports, but it's wonder we don't have more. And also, somebody's going to get hurt someday because there's a certain amount of speed involved in some of this too. So I'm just disappointed that some drivers are not respectful enough or just aren't paying attention enough to what's going on. But otherwise, by and large, I think the town looks pretty good as far as I see. She had a lot of grass mowing, but the rain has really encouraged the grass to grow. So you have to mow more frequently, of course. So I guess that's about it for the
moment. Well, I was glad to see that we had some abate items on there, which I know I've talked to Jeff and Anna both about that. I mean, we need to stop. We need to just move forward, you know, in those steps and those processes, and just when it's time to abate, we abate. The only thing I would have, I wanted to ask Mayor, we had an email around Main Street, the Main Street building, catty corner across from the, is that West Main? Catty courthouse. Across from the courthouse. Mm-hmm. Yes, and the roof. What's that, Ivan?
Brenda Myers building.
Yes. Uh-huh. Yes. So
I
know there's concerns there. I didn't know if we'd set a timeline because
I talked to Jeff. I asked Jeff to call the contractor.
Okay.
And he heard back from him finally. And this was, I think, last week. And he said in 2 weeks, he'll be able to be there.
He'll be there. Do we know of a time frame that they're when they are out of, I don't want to say out of time, but I got to believe their insurance company is essentially telling them it's got to be done by a certain point in time
for
their roof. Because it's sustained damage, I wouldn't believe in the fire.
Yeah.
One of my concerns with it too is that I noticed as I think about this, we've got quote unquote falling brick. That structure still is open there. We just kind of have just the two barricades on the sidewalk out front that tells you, hey, don't walk here, but let's face it, I can walk right around that. My concern would be is we have one thing fall and a pedestrian comes through there. I gotta believe we're just as liable as much as the current property owners. I would make the recommendation that we
snow fence.
Yes, we fence it off until that roof structure is tidied up because it is still open. And I would take it all the way up to the parking. I mean, the entire sidewalk, not just in front of the building, get it all the way out there. And I don't know if we even need to go a few feet into those parking spaces in front of there. And I hate to do that, but you could have had a wind event like today, loosen something, somebody walks by on a nice day, and now we have something come down. I don't want us to be any more liable than I think, you know, the property owners would be as well. So I don't think the barricades that we have there are.
Well, I went by there today and they're laying on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
No, I didn't see anything on the sidewalk, but
I think we need to have something more permanent there. And I think given that it's been brought up to the council and obviously we've been kept in the loop, we probably need to have some sort of time frame on there as to when the contractor is going to address it. At least from the standpoint of for us too. I mean, the longer it sits like that and the longer it's in more disarray, that's more of a challenge for us as a city. No use of the sidewalk, I would recommend. And then, you know, just from the safety standpoint. So
it's not going to get any better.
No.
And we also need to take in consideration, Brenda Myers and her husband have been very patient.
They have
got to get their roof fixed, you know, before winter. And just keep that in mind.
I will talk to Jeff. Maybe Kelsey, you can also to see if we can do that, the fence, and try to pin down the contractor for exactly when he's going to be starting.
Yeah. And I have to say, Ed and Isabella are involved as well. It's their building, right?
Yep. And I think they have purchased the materials, and it's Trirena that is.
You can tell he's went underneath and supported, so it's not going to come down.
Mm-hmm.
But I would guess the adjoining property, their insurance would say, no point doing a roof until that is 100% done and secure. Because mm-hmm. now if you put a new roof on, any of that falls over, you just got damaged again. Yeah. So it's one thing to say he shored up the bottom so nothing falls in, get it. Mm-hmm. But
I think at some point we need to set a date.
Yeah, I do too. We need to set a date.
It's going to be raining in there.
Well,
there's deteriorates.
At the end of the day, though, too, Isla, I mean, I get it's a building on the city, but in that realm of the square, we don't know. So raining in there, I have to think as an owner, I wouldn't want that, mm-hmm. right?
No.
But I'm more concerned about the public safety that we have now because this has still been this way for 2 years.
Sure, yeah.
Yep.
So
I really think we need to set a hard, fast date that this needs to be taken care of.
I wish Kevin was here because do we have any legal standing to do anything?
To me, our legal standing is on the public safety aspect of the sidewalk, city street. Mm-hmm. Outside of that, now honestly, it's an issue for Ed and Isabella and that adjoining property owner,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, it's really not for us to meddle with, as far as I'm concerned.
It's a nuisance.
Correct.
And dangerous.
But
and we have people that we are dealing with roofs that are still intact, but falling in. This doesn't even have a roof, a basic roof on it. So
sort of.
So yeah.
Not really.
No,
really?
No.
It's open on the side. I mean, the one side facing the west, it's 100% open over there and everything's kind of caved in and bellied like this. So
we need to treat everybody the same equally. And we've given ultimatums to other people. And I believe we need to be equal. Treat everybody fairly.
Okay. All right. Yes. Okay.
Anything That's it else? For me.
Okay. Fran?
Our event that we went through last Friday with looking for the new city administrator, in one of our talkies, it was mentioned that the AMLA plant, he'd still be coming back to Washington.
Oh, really?
That was what I was told. They said that they got the news about 3-4 weeks ago, and that they're looking at possibly still coming here.
Really?
And that's why I brought it to your attention. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you didn't hear that.
No, I heard no.
Maybe something
was that someone like in the know, reliable?
Yes. He was in the same meeting with us. Now I would say he's pretty reliable source.
Yeah. Okay.
Sweet. So
that could be another plus for Washington. And also another need for housing.
Yes.
They're going to hire, 85 people?
I'd heard upwards of 100 at one time if it did go through, so.
Okay.
Other than that, I think my neighborhood is safe for the night.
Oh, Ivan. Ivan.
Yes.
Sorry. I don't want to forget you.
Pat kind of touched what I was going to talk about, but other than that, I make a motion we adjourn.
All right. And second by Fran. Okay. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned. Thank you all.